Well, a pulley bone or wishbone.
What's supposed to be the story behind that, the superstition or whatever?
Well, I think if the two people pulled on it, both made a wish, the one who, I presume, got the end that the joint remained on, the bigger side, it'd break either on the right or to the left of the bone. And whoever got the joint piece, would their wish would come true. I mean, it was the other way, I'm not sure. It was a wish involved.
I see. You ever heard any particular names for the long piece and the short piece?
Of a, after a pulley bone's broken? No.
Any comprehensive term that you might use to describe the inside parts of a hog that are edible but that you might not normally eat, like the heart and the lights and that sort of thing?
No, I don't recall one.
I heard it called a haslet or harslet, something like that.
I don't believe so.
Or say these things that people cook, really, intestines washed out, you know, and
chitlins. I've seen it written as chitterlings.
Yeah.
But now that was not the way it was pronounced, as I recall.
Right. Your wife was talking about shrimp smelling bad when it cooked. Have you ever smelled chitlins?
No, I haven't.
You straight out of the house. Say if on a farm, the farmer heard his cows start moving and his horses neighing, probably getting hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late, it's right on to
feeding time.
Around here, if a farmer wanted to get his cows to come in from the pasture, have you ever heard them call to them in
yeah.
a particular way?
Yeah.
What would they say?
Kind of a high-pitched Sioux boss, come boss. And usually a pig, it was a suey.
You have to
come to you?
Huh? You have to come to you?
Yeah, suey.
Have you ever heard farmers around here say something like soot cow?
Soot cow?
Something like that.
Probably. That's
mostly.
So I would call it a hoo cow, a soot cow, yeah.
Say, would you say the same thing? Calling the calves?
I really never heard anybody call calves. I don't know.
We were talking about plowing with ewes. What would you say to them to get them to turn left or right?
G to the right, a haw to the left.
Or say, have you ever heard a farmer call to his horses to get them to come in from the pasture?
Heard them whistle for horses, and sometimes they call them, but frequently they'll call horses by names to come to them.
I see. We're talking about horses. If you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started from a standing position?
Get up, giddy up.
And if you wanted him to go faster when he's already in motion?
I really don't know. I think a lot would depend on the horse. You might, some of them use little clucking sounds to them. Cluck, come on, get up.
And to get him to stop, you'd say.
Whoa.
What about when people are feeding their pigs? You ever heard them call to them?
Yeah.
What would they say?
Well, some of them come pig, kind of a high-pitched voice, or this suey, or all kind of snorkeling noises.
So, piggy.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
What about when they feed their chickens?
I don't recall I ever heard anybody call chickens.